from KQED.
A massive emergency response is in place around the scene of an explosion last night in San Bruno, a bedroom community near the San Francisco International Airport. It's believed a gas line break set off a blast that killed at least six people, according to San Bruno's fire chief, injured about 39 and leveled 53 homes. Then the wind whipped up a fire that torched more than 170 homes. Joe Boley was in the kitchen eating dinner when he heard the explosion not far from his home.
And I looked out the window and I saw a huge red ball of fire and could feel the heat. It was just like heat, so intense.
Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado has declared a state of emergency for San Mateo County. Reporter Tara Seiler is at the command center at the Bay Hill Shopping Center. We called her to find out the latest. Tara, what can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, when the sun comes up, search and rescue operations get underway. The fire personnel have not been able to get in too closely because residual gas is in the line, and they're waiting for that to completely die out. And they'll go in and see if they can find, you know, any survivors and if any dead. And right now we know that three are confirmed dead, 39 injured, and many of those have been transferred to burn units around the Bay Area. 53 houses are completely destroyed and 129 damaged. But, of course, all those numbers are subject to change once these search and rescue operations get underway.
Pacific Gas and Electric crews on the scene told TV news reporters that this was a gas line rupture. But a spokesman for the power company has said, no, investigators are still looking into this. They don't know for sure.
Well, that's true. They don't know. They suspect, and there are state officials conducting an investigation as well. I mean, that is really the big question. What happened here? If it is a gas line, did it just break? Did someone hit a pipe? We just don't know that yet.
And what's the situation with the fire?
Local fire units have been assisted by Bay Area departments all over the Bay Area. They put out a mutual aid call. And even folks who were off duty showed up with their gear to help out.
This is going to be a major effort, both in terms of emergency response and cleanup. Here's San Bruno Mayor Jim Ruane.
This is going to be a long haul for the city and all of our residents for a number of weeks to come.
In the short term, though, the Blood Center of the Pacific has issued an emergency alert asking people to donate blood today.
Yeah, they're especially asking for O negative, and the Red Cross will obviously assist in that. And they're also assisting in, they've set up two shelters. They currently have 27 residents in those shelters. Many folks are presumably staying with family and friends. County officials are asking residents to call in to confirm they are safe, and this will obviously help with the whole search and rescue process. And people can call the Red Cross, who will then let the county know.
Tara Seiler, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Reporter Tara Seiler is at the Emergency Command Center at the Bay Hill Shopping Mall in San Bruno. We've got a lot more online. Look for the link to our coverage at californiareport.org.